This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, February 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. GT pitches GOP members. Mexico, Canadian tariffs still on. Probationary firings questioned. Thompson woos colleagues on budget plan. House GOP leaders are struggling to nail down the votes they need for their budget blueprint. A key message for more moderate members is that the final spending cuts won't be as great as the budget resolution now calls for. House Ag Committee Republicans met last night to discuss plans for the resolution as well as the farm bill. Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told reporters he urged members to vote for the resolution. He said he expects the actual number the committee must find in spending cuts to be somewhere between the $230 billion laid out in the House resolution and the $1 billion required by the Senate budget plan. Thompson declined to offer specifics about possible pay-fors, but insisted they would focus on SNAP program integrity. It would be hard, but no scenario, though, involves cutting benefits to staff, Thompson said. GOP leaders have been shooting for a vote on the resolution as soon as today. Trump, Mexico, and Canada tariffs will go forward. President Trump said he still intends to impose tariffs on Mexico and Canada next week. The tariffs were slated to go into effect February 4th, but Canadian and Mexican leaders secured a temporary reprieve just hours before the tariffs were to come into effect. The 25% duties reduced to 10% on Canadian energy exports, now scheduled to begin March 4th. Trump told reporters yesterday, "We're on time with the tariffs. It'll be very good for our country." Of note, Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron in Washington yesterday. At the same press conference, Macron reiterated that France is committed to fair competition and smooth trade. Trump has directed administration officials to study the use of tariffs to retaliate against European tech policies that the president says are targeting U.S. firms. Special counsel. Probationary firings are likely violated law. The head of a U.S. watchdog agency says that firing thousands of probationary federal employees without an individualized cause is likely illegal. Hampton Dellinger, who is contesting his own termination by Trump as special counsel, said yesterday that the firing seemed to violate, quote, provisions establishing rules for reductions in force. Dellinger's statement came after he submitted a request Friday to the Merit Systems Protection Board to stay the firings of six individual probationary employees. A statement issued by the Office of Special Counsel says Dellinger, quote, believes other probationary employees are similarly situated to the six workers for whom he is currently seeking relief. Dellinger is considering ways to seek relief for a broader group without the need for individual filings with OSC. Take note, termination notices included a provision alleging the firing was based on performance. Workers can ignore homework. The Office of Personnel Management said federal employees can safely ignore the agency's email that asked them to list their accomplishments from the last week. The Washington Post reported that OPM officials told human resources officers on a call yesterday that employees did not have to answer the email. Elon Musk, head of the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, had threatened on X that a non-response would result in termination. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Foreign Agriculture Service. Chinese poultry imports to fall on higher domestic production. The Foreign Agriculture Service expects Chinese imports of chicken meat will fall further this year amid increased domestic production, import restrictions, and flat consumption. In a report published yesterday, FAS China said imports could fall to 380,000 metric tons this marketing year, roughly half what they were in 2023. Beijing continues to limit U.S. poultry exports over avian flu concerns and has not complied with previously agreed protocols for lifting the restrictions. With prices for U.S. poultry also rising, FAS China says U.S. exports to the country are set to decline. USDA sued over climate webpage removals. Environmental groups have sued USDA for removing web pages related to climate change, including those on climate smart agriculture and conservation. Earth Justice, the Environmental Working Group, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York filed the lawsuit yesterday seeking a court order pushing the agency to restore access to key sites and preventing further removals. USDA employees were ordered to remove web pages related to climate change in January. The lawsuit alleges that the website Purge violates three federal laws, including the Freedom of Information Act, Paperwork Reduction Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act. USDA's irrational climate change purge doesn't just hurt farmers, researchers, and advocates. It also violates federal law several times over, said Jeffrey Stein, Earth Justice Associate Attorney, in a statement. USDA should be working to protect our food system from droughts, wildfires, and extreme weather, not denying the public access to critical resources. FDA names acting head of human foods efforts. The Food and Drug Administration has named a new acting deputy commissioner for human foods following Jim Jones' resignation last week. Kyle Diamantis will oversee the agency's nutrition and food safety effort and serve as a, quote, critical liaison between the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, that according to his new bio. Diamantis is registered attorney in Florida. He most recently worked with food and beverage industry clients for global corporate law firm Jones Day, as first reported by Bloomberg. Jones, who was the first deputy commissioner for human foods, resigned last week. He cited layoffs in the program as the main reason for his departure. Here's today's final word. I don't think anybody wants to be in front of this train. I think they want to be on it. That House Speaker Mike Johnson expressing confidence that he could win GOP approval of the FY25 budget resolution. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, February 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.